Drew Yard, sister, N.H. Edgefield Junction, Tennessee, June 9th, 1904. Dear Sister Drew Yard, we are all on board the Morning Star. We came on board night before last and left Nashville the next morning. We are now tied up by the riverbank at Edgefield Junction, 1 mile from where Brother Palmer lives. It is Thursday morning. I've been up an hour and a half, but none of the others have shown themselves yet. They were working late last night. For most of the time while we were in Nashville, the weather was rainy. Yesterday, our first day on the boat, was beautiful, and this morning the sun is shining brightly, and the day promises to be clear. I got up as soon as I could see to prepare for my writing. It is now about 4:30. Brother Sutherland and Brother Megan are with us on the boat. Ever since coming to Nashville, they have been diligently looking over the country for a school location, and they have found some desirable places for sale. We are taking this trip in the boat to see the country still farther and to see what can be done to open up work in the South. Notwithstanding this field has been kept before our people for many years, not all that might have been done has been done. We still have a work to do. A beginning has been made in Nashville, and aggressive work has been done, but there is still more to be accomplished. More decided efforts are to be made. Today we shall go farther up the river and view the landscape ore to see if we can find a location farther away from Nashville than the places that the brethren have yet looked at. They would choose for their work a place at least 50 miles from Nashville, but it may be wisdom to locate nearer the city than this. Brother Sutherland thought that perhaps he ought to return to Berrien Springs immediately upon reaching Nashville after this trip, but we do not think that this would be wisdom. Early next week, we have an important meeting to attend at Huntsville, and it is very important that our brethren should be at that meeting, for decisions are to be made as to what shall be done with the Huntsville school. The future of this school is hanging in the balance. And if Brother Sutherland and Brother Megan are to work in the South, they should have every opportunity to understand the outlook and to see the probabilities and possibilities of the work here. I do not think that they should return to Berrien Springs before visiting Huntsville with us. I wish to talk with them more than I have. I have not been able to talk with them much since they came, for I have been quite ill. The labor at the Berrien Springs meeting was all that I could endure, and I have been feeling the consequences. I am sure that Brother Megan and Brother Sutherland ought to be at the Huntsville meeting. We must all consult together and decide important matters. Our brethren are to be on the ground, and they must not rush away until some matters are settled. They must know what the Lord would have them do. This scripture is before me. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 49, verse 24 to 26, 41, 10. We all need at this time a deep and earnest trust in God. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. In that he himself hath suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Hebrews 4, verse 15, 2, 18. We had an excellent meeting in Nashville last Sabbath. I spoke for a short time, and then others spoke. J.E. White, W.C. White, Elder Haskell, Elder Butler, and Professor Megan. Professor Sutherland was at Brother Palmer's, 9 miles from Nashville. He was not feeling well and therefore did not attend. The matter of finding a location for a school for the colored people means a great deal, and we must look the whole situation over carefully, considering every point in regard to the present and the future. We shall trust in the Lord and earnestly pray that we may be kept by the power of God. Looking to human agents for strength is very poor policy. We must put our entire trust in God and exercise faith in Him, depending upon His wisdom. Unless we do this, we shall certainly err, for Satan is watching every chance to take advantage of us.
I must close now, for the boat will soon start, and I want this letter to go at once. I will write to you again soon. May the Lord bless and guide and teach you all that Berrien Springs. Patiently put your whole trust in Him who cannot err, and be of good courage. In haste.